Stephen Higdon, who blogs on www.crawfishboxes.com, joins us here on the program. He covers the Astros, and the trade deadline is approaching. Stephen, I appreciate the time today. I want to ask you, the big question is, the Astros just two games out of first place. Terrible series against the Mets, who were hurt and banged up, and they come to town and win, you know, two out of three. But do you think the Astros are going to end up making a move?
You know, it's really hard for me to say that the Astros are going to be making a move. With payroll considerations aside and a relative inflexibility in the farm system to move people to acquire players, it's going to be hard for us to land a marquee piece. Like the Cardinals did with Matt Holliday, and like the Phillies are likely to do with Roy Halladay. You know, a small move might come along for an infielder like Mark Tian with the Royals, who could help us out and add some depth to the bench, which we need. But for the Astros to really acquire something, it's going to have to be someone with a modest contract and from a team that's not really going to require too much from the farm system, just because. We really don't have a lot of flexibility in the farm system, just because we're going to need, guys like Bud Norris and Jason Castro and Yoran Mazzardo and Pauline Trinidad, who are playing well this year down at AAA and AA. It's going to be hard for us to acquire a move. And I think that staying put with these kind of guys it's possible for us to take the NL Central, just because there's really no clear favorite. When the Cardinals can acquire a player like Matt Holliday, and no one's really going to go ahead and crown them the NL Central champs right off the bat from that, you know that it's a wide-open playing field. So I have to kind of concur with you that Ed Wade might be GM of the year, and no one wants to admit it.
Oh, imagine that. Nobody wants to say it. Steven, I'm with you on this. It's part of the thing that we do periodically on this show. Even though we've all criticized him for one move or another, you look at where this team stands currently, they're certainly not out of it. They're more in it than they are out of it, and nobody wants to give Ed Wade the credit he deserves for taking a chance on some of the guys that he did, and now it seems to be paying off.
Definitely. I mean, I think one of the things that Ed Wade has quietly done is acquire cheap veterans who can play, and provide adequate levels of production for us at a cheap cost to complement a roster that's payroll heavy on five players like Carlos Lee and Lance Berkman and Roy Oswalt, but still assemble the team. And one of the great things that he's done is bringing a guy like LaTroy Hawkins or Randy Wolf, and now at this year it's Chris Coast. Guys he's picking up off the waiver wires to sort of come in. And if you look at Alberto Arias, who is a late season waiver claim from the Colorado Rockies, I mean he's been solid as can be for us in the bullpen in the seventh and eighth inning. And both he and Hawkins were picked up for next to nothing. And, I mean, Ed Wade was given just about an impossible pass to sort of come in and keep this team competitive while rebuilding the farm system. And he's done an outstanding job of that. And people wanted to bash him for the Tejada trade at the time with all the scandal. And people looked at the Bourne for Lidge trade and, looked at how lopsided that was. And you look at what Michael Bourne has done, and it's everything that Ed Wade promised that he was going to do for us. So he's been quietly good. And, I mean, people speak very well of our scouting department and what we've done with the draft. So Ed Wade should be in the talks when you talk about GM of the year, just given, the odds were definitely stacked against him when he came in to manage this team. And in spite of all the criticism and everything aside, he's continued to deliver with quiet moves that no one really wants to, that aren't sexy, so they're not going to get a lot of talk. But he's done a great job. I mean, we're right in the thick of it in the NL Central, and I think we're going to stay in the thick of it, and it's going to be an exciting September and early October for us.
Stephen Higdon, who writes for crawfishboxes.com, joining us here on Put Up Your Dukes. I want to ask you about the economic standpoint of this, because it plays a role. This team is really strapped with what they can do economically going out and acquiring players. Do you think that's more of a reason why they won't, or that they just don't want to give up prospects?
I think if Drayton really wanted someone and the deal made sense, Drayton would fork over the cash to get him. If it was a half season rental or even a 1.5 year rental player. But I really think at this point, the front office finally realizes that they can't keep mortgaging the future for, rental players like a Carlos Beltran or something like that a few years ago. So I think it's going to be the prospects that hold us back. We don't have a lot of talent in the farm system, but we've got a lot of guys who could possibly contribute this year and should definitely be getting strong looks next spring. And I just think that Ed Wade and Bobby Peck are going to go ahead and look at that and say, as nice as it is that we are where we are, we can't keep sacrificing that, just because the payroll considerations for next year. You know, you can't go out. We're not going to be able to go out and sign a starting pitcher who's going to be able to deliver what Bud Norris or Pauline Trinidad can for us. And you know, Jason Castro, who's hitting very well at Double A, and his ball handling skills behind the plate and his arm are all very well respected. So you know, catchers don't just fall into your lap. So I think it's going to be the prospects that hold us back this year. Not so much the payroll, but I mean, Edwards has said that he's entertaining offers, and if something comes along that makes a lot of sense, they're going to go ahead and pull the trigger. And to me, that signals that, you know, if they can find a contract that they just have to eat for half a season, then Drayton McClain is going to be willing to fork over the cash. But I think that the prospects are going to be what holds us back, just because we're such a veteran heavy club this year. I think they realize that we're going to have an infusion of youth, so we don't have, you know, a smorgasbord of hamstring DL injuries like we've had this year holding us back that you only get when 80% of your roster is over the age of 32.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Astros at Cubs tonight after losing the series over the weekend against the Mets. They're two games out. Stephen Higdon, who writes for crawfishboxes.com. Check it out, www.crawfishboxes.com. Stephen, we got to run. I appreciate the time. Look forward to talking with you down the road here, and we'll see if in fact, the Astros do anything. I don't think it's going to be anything significant. I agree with that.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Stephen Higdon joining us here on ESPN 97.5, The Ticket.